Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's Clips of the Week time. And Andy, would you like to kick us off?
I'd love to. And we kick off with Mr. Alan Brazil on Breakfast, talking boxing with Gabby Agbon-Lahore.
The report emerged yesterday, 11 days after his majority decision win over Devin Haney. Or Haney, is it? Haney or Haney? How do you say it?
Haney,
right. Devin Haney, right. You sure?
No. Well, it's Haney, but let's not let it get in the way. It was Haney at one point. Is it Haney? Is it Haney? Is it? Let's play Haney, Haney and Haney. Alan was a lot more confident of his pronunciation when discussing Chelsea, of course.
Gallagher.
And he has been mentioned that he could move on. You've got to keep Gallagher.
It'd be madness. The boy on the right, Manwaki or whatever it is, he's decent.
That's the boy, Nonny Manwaki.
Yeah, backing. Yeah. A very excited Steve Harmison now at St James Park.
And he diving header at the back post. Before the game at the Gallagher end, there was a big Brazilian flag. Massive blue sign in Brazilian, basically saying, Bruno, you can't go anywhere. We're going to not let you go anywhere.
They do like a long tifo at Newcastle, but that's a lot of letters. And why was it blue?
Yeah.
Why wasn't it yellow and green?
And Steve's fluent in Brazilian.
He is. He knows he's Brazilian. Certainly does. This is Barry Hearn, the, of course, snooker legend on Drive, with an interesting turn of phrase.
Listen, let me finish this. I'm fed up with people getting up on their holy grail horse and telling me the moral view.
What's a holy grail horse? Monty Python and the holy grail
lower
horse.
Lower than a high horse.
Yes, I imagine it is. Yes.
Bit of a theme of the week, actually.
Yeah.
Here's Troy Deeney.
I think that's a little bit laying the gauntlet down. Like, go on then. Everybody else seems to be getting their eggs in a row and in a basket. What are we doing?
Well, we're getting our ducks in a row. Getting our eggs
what
in a basket.
What about the ducks? This is my question.
I suppose you can put your eggs in a basket. Nothing to stop you, is there? In a row. And on a similar note, there was this caller talking Liverpool.
The thing is with Nunes is you're stuck, right, between a pillar and a hard place.
Yeah.
Where's the rock?
Never mind the rock. Yeah, it doesn't really matter about the rock, doesn't it? Andy, what's next?
Back to Alan Brazil, giving us the number to call.
Well, not United fans think of that. Give us a call. 07313. What was it? 07313223233.
Is that your number?
No.
Oh. You know, it's not right, that number, is it? 07313223334. I'll tell you what. Let's give it a call, shall we? Should we give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a go. Here we go.
Hello, Bog and Booze Ipswich.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? That does make sense. Bog and Booze Ipswich.
Of course it does.
And let's be honest, it's never far from his mind, is it?
The final whistle on Saturday's game day, phoning with a chunk and Gabby. Was that me or was Sam spending a bit of time with the moose? He was a bit...
Even the moose becomes vermouth. I do love a vermouth. At 6 o'clock in the morning. So, what's next?
It's Gabby again, now on Breakfast, slightly confusing us during this Tottenham chat.
He's brought excitement. If you could choose a team to go and watch, top three teams, Spurs will be in it. But when you're hearing some of his answers to questions, it doesn't sound Welsh, Shaban, because...
You wouldn't expect it to sound Welsh, would you? He's Australian.
Exactly.
I don't know, maybe he wants to be a bit... Rather than saying mate, he'll say, isn't it? Maybe that's what he's looking for, Gabby. And is it me next or is it you?
It's you.
Okay, this is Simon Jordan now.
body telling you why they think your opinion is fundamentally wrong and what they think of you as a result of it afterwards, right? And that's fine. I don't really care. The noises that people have made about my opinions is fine. It's my opinion. I'm allowed to have it.
Bloody you're what, Simon? Yeah.
That people have made about my opinions is fine. It's my opinion. I'm allowed to have
your
it.
Opinion. Oh, made about your opinion. Yeah, you got to just slow down a bit on that word, I think, really. Just confused us. Andy, what's next?
It's Stuart Pearce on his old club, Forest.
Any manager that had those three decisions go against their team would be apoplectic.
Well, they would be. If we knew that meant, what that meant, we'd certainly agree with them. And this was Ali McCoist on Breakfast, marking a milestone for a TalkSport listener.
Got to give a quick shout. This is a man that must be totally all over the place today. A happy 60th birthday to Dell.
Yes, well done, Del. Very happy 60th birthday to you. 60th happy 60th birthday to depth. You. Yes.
Was on Fern Bush's line, wasn't
he? I think he was. Suffering succotash line.
Yes.
And finally, Andy.
Back to Breakfast and the start of another big show for Alan Brazil.
Here he comes.
The Superstar Breakfast, starring Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor on Talk Sport.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait a second. Here we go. Come on now. Cue out. He's waiting for that little dip in the music, isn't he? That's what he likes to do, that. He's thinking. Next couple of bars. One, two, three, out. Right, fair enough.
Very good.
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Don't worry.
I'm going to breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, are you really?
Looking forward to, yeah, taking my grandson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you booked a holiday at all this year?
Yeah, I've been in Spain for a little bit, a few days. And
nice.
And a Chelsea on Sunday, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah. That's nice.
It should be good, yeah.
Oh, the weather's not supposed to be that great. So
no, it's been a bit wet, hasn't it, really? Yeah. Where Alan is, that's a bit of the air in a minute, surely.
Yeah, can't be long now, can it, really? It's been going on for about a minute and a bit, I think.
I've got a new T-shirt on, do you know?
That's nice, yeah, Fred Perry, that's nice. Yeah, other T-shirts are available, but you're looking very smart today,
Thank
Andy,
you very much, so, yeah, you know, so Amelia told me, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Didn't know you're such a style counsellor, but there we are. Anyway, just waiting for Al, shouldn't be too long. He's just emerging from the TalkSport toilets with a copy of The Sun under his arm.
Of course he is.
Slowly easing himself into the studio. So this is Eric Wentout, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
we're not making this up.
No, this is very much the length of this whole bit, which is actually longer than I imagined it would be.
I like this music, though. When I was listening this morning, I was dancing along to it.
It is good music, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite
really
nice. I mean, I take it's a bit of library music, but I don't know if we've had it specially.
Do they deduct these 2 minutes from Alan's pay?
Yeah, they do. That's right. Yeah.
Really.
He's on the clock. It's fantastic. He's just, I'm locked in here. He's but no, I'm sure, you know, it's only a matter of time before Al pops up and
good morning. Oh, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Talks about breakfast with Arnold Clark.
Better late than never.
It was about 9 o'clock, wasn't it?
2 and a bit minutes. That
tremendous.
It's tremendous. I know. I'm coming, Ed. I'm coming. I'm in the loo.
It's a new record for Alan.
I was finishing the paper. Just imagine him, can't you?
Brilliant.
Good old Al. Don't go changing. So, we should thank Chris Wood, not for his finishing, but for his clip. It's a different one, I think.
Okay.
Mr. Wilkinson, David Clark, Johnny Lester, Roger in Durham, DJ Ed. Oh, yeah, DJ Ed.
I thought Roger in Durham had left,
I think, and he's given us that clip, DJ Ed. Yeah. The Duke of Knutsford, Macca, Alan Jenkins, T. Kelsey, yeah, right, Steve Langdon, Reverend Ruthless, Old Clumsy, Mike Cooper, Andrew West, and Tony Bryan. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next few days, please do send it into us. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ, 03717223344. Why am I giving you the phone number? You can't really send it to that. At least it was the right one. At least it's not Bargain Booze Ipswich. But you can text, email it in. And we just need a day and a time. And if it's played, you'll get a credit, of course. So, we look forward to receiving those.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.